Update time from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ. I have the honor and the privilege and the joy of talking with one of the most well-known musicians in the region, the Upper Midwest, a person who devotes a great deal of time to this radio station and the Pioneer Polka Cast in helping us provide you with great music. She has a live show on Monday nights on Pioneer 90.1, and she's been doing that for many years and recently has been doing that from her farm north of Thief River. She has volunteered her time for the station and many other worthwhile causes, and she's loved by many, and above all, she is very humble. And so when she hears praise like this, it's usually, okay, stop it now. I'm joined by the great Kathy Erickson. And hello, Kathy, how are you?
I just about walked out and said, stop it.
But again, this is someone who serves others and doesn't look for the applause, the pat on the back, and that's what makes her so special. So, Kathy, first things first, where were you born and raised?
I was born southeast of Waubun, Minnesota, in Whiters Township,
okay,
on top of a hill. I mean, well, in a house on top of a hill, put
yes.
it Becker County, actually.
Oh, it was in Becker County. Okay. Was there a presence of music in your life?
Well, you know, I went to a St. Benedict's Catholic School, which was located south of Whiters, Minnesota, and introduced to a piano teacher, Sister Ethelina. It was a mission, St. Benedict's Mission, a Catholic school run by nuns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I basically got my basic education in music. I took lessons for 5 years there, and Sister Ethelene must have come from a family of old-time music because along with the classical music, she had the piano book's old-time favorites, and there was waltzes and polkas that I also took lessons out of.
Okay.
But I was fortunate enough to be entitled to take those.
Yeah.
So I have to give her a lot of credit for setting some of the background for me.
Mm-hmm. In playing instruments now, back then when you were younger, what kind of instruments did you play?
I played the piano and guitar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the accordion, which you're known for, when did that come into a play in your lifetime?
My uncle came from Wisconsin and played the piano accordion, and then he went to the button accordion, and one summer when he was visiting, brought me his piano accordion. So he gave that to me. And because I had piano, I could already play the right hand of the accordion, but I didn't know anything about the black keys on the other side. So I just sat down at the piano and, you know, played the keys and figured out which ones went with the right hand. So it sounded good. And then I think I did get an accordion book and figured that out. So kind of that was self-taught. But then when I got older, when I went to college at Northland, Jeannie Harger, she says, we can give you college credit for this. So I have three college credits in accordion. I had five children.
Yeah.
I was an older student.
Yeah, non-traditional. So, yeah. And you married a farmer. You've been farming where about in northern Minnesota?
We farm on the east, well, mid Marshall County, 20 miles north of Thief River Falls. And
okay.
Off the Rangeline Road to the east, and about 7 miles east of Holt.
All right. So lots of years of farming and family. And again, how many children, Kathy? How many children do you have?
We have six children.
Okay. Yep. And grandchildren, so, how many of those?
We have 18 grandchildren, and we have eight great-grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And one more in the oven.
One more on the way. Wow.
That's one more on the way. Right.
Yeah.
But I grew up on a farm, and so then I married a farmer, so the transition was, you know, great, and I love the farm. I wouldn't trade that for anything. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you talk about impact. We talked about family there, the impact you have with all those human beings. Let's talk about the impact of your music. Now, you were, again, in music, playing different instruments. When did you first have your first band?
You know, going back to high school, a couple of my classmates and I, we decided to get together, and that was kind of a dream, always to have a band.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get together and practice a little bit, but then, you know, when you graduate, you kind of go your separate ways.
Right.
And so that never materialized. But when I got married, some of the neighbors a couple of the neighbor musicians or in the Middle River area would come over. I had a piano at home. I brought my piano with me when I got married, and they'd come over and we'd have jam sessions. So we were always kind of kept active in playing together.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of materialized with some of that getting together. Then on New Year's Eve at the Don and Phyllis Blazek wanted some information at the Wheel in Middle River. And so then Jack Rybakowski and I were invited to entertain for New Year's Eve in Middle River, and we did. And then the following spring, that was back in 1976, and the following spring we entertained and we added a couple more players for a senior citizen pancake dinner at the Legion in Middle River, and then somebody called and wanted to know if we would play for a dance, and it kind of evolved, and so yeah. we started getting out and entertaining.
Yeah, Kathy.
And then we had to have a name for our group.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided to call ourselves the Alley Cats.
Oh, yeah.
That's how that came about. So
yeah. Any guess?
Started out there.
Do you dare guess how many dances you played in your lifetime?
Well, you know, come income tax time, I've over the years, except for the last year,
yeah.
I have averaged, you know, it's over 100 engagements a year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's been, and of course, if you're talking miles, well, that could be miles and miles and miles.
Yeah. You circled.
And I've gone through four vans. So, you know, so.
Yeah. You've circled the earth more than once, I'm assuming, Kathy.
A million.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great. It's been great. I mean, I love it. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's great.
It's in my blood.
It has to be. It has to be.
Yeah,
our guest again
blood,
is,
you know, so.
Our guest is Kathy Erickson, and the great Kathy is, again, a local, regional, upper Midwest musician that is very well known. And the reason why we're talking today, the main thrust of this, is because the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council has awarded Kathy a grant, and the grant deals with music therapy. And I've done some research on that, not extensive research, Kathy, but I've discovered that music therapy is huge now across our country, improving cognitive ability in older adults. Also, it has a positive impact on children, adolescents, and, of course, the elderly. Tell me about your role in that, in music therapy for the area residents.
Well, you know, I go to different nursing homes in the area that the grant serves in the counties in this area, and it's
mm-hmm.
Kitson, Roseau, Marshall, Polk, Pennington. I believe that's counties
mm-hmm.
In different areas there, and do an hour of music for the residents. And, you know, sometimes it's twice a week, sometimes it's once a week, maybe at different nursing homes it's once a month into their areas. And I bring in old-time music, polkas, waltzes, and throw in maybe a swing tune or whatever seems to, and it varies. I don't have a set program that I do. But, And you know, it's a great joy for me to see the interaction, the music that they seem to, that they like, that brings a smile to their face or
right.
brings back a memory.
Yeah.
For, you know, and a lot of the people that I see are the ones that used to come to our dances.
Oh, sure.
And now they're in the nursing homes, and so they can't come out anymore, but I can go to them, and that's
yeah.
the therapy that I see is really worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, certain songs, it's amazing. Just a week ago, I was up at the nursing home in Hallock, and there was a gentleman, he came in his wheelchair, and we started singing some songs from back from the 40s,
mm-hmm.
and he just was singing right along, every word. I mean,
yeah.
it's just,
yeah.
it's wonderful to see that. And he said, you know, we commented, I said, well, hey, you knew all the words to that. He said, oh, I know the words to lots of songs. So, you know.
Yeah,
um,
it's something that again is a connection point between you and the people you play for. And you mentioned memories and how that stimulates people's recollection, their memory of what they experienced in their lifetime many years ago. Again, you have a certain genre of music. Do you have requests given when you make appearances?
There is. If I go to a certain nursing home and there's a certain lady, I mean, there's a certain song that she likes, and I might have to play it three or four times during the evening because, she probably forgets that I played it the first time, but she likes that song.
Yeah.
When I was at a family picnic recently, and one gentleman was ill in bedridden, he couldn't come to the family picnic, and his family asked if I would go to his room and play his favorite song, "Good Night, Irene," for him, mm-hmm. and which I did. I went into his room, and they were so tickled that I did that, you know. And another occasion at a assisted living, the gentleman was, you know, suffering from cancer, and so I went up to his room and played a waltz, a polka, just a short version of it, because mm-hmm. I could see he couldn't take very long.
Yeah,
and you know, it was, you know, maybe a week or so later, they called and asked if I would play a couple songs at his funeral, you know? And I mean, it's just those kind of things that make you sad, and yet you're glad that you took the time to go
right
to his room and play, because that it just makes you feel good that you're doing something that they enjoy, you know?
Yeah. I was checking the American Music Therapy Association website, and they talked about music therapy in tandem with drugs they give people to either fight something off or make them feel better. And the attitude basically is that you have to have a holistic approach to medicine and to healing, and music is a huge part of that. Would you agree?
Oh, I would definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. It covers a lot of areas, you know. It makes them feel good. They get a little bit of movement, and it takes a special worker. I see that in different places I go to, that their activities director isn't important just to have someone to schedule someone to come in and entertain or bring the music that they enjoy, but it takes that activity director to interact during that time.
Right.
I mean, it's not just enough for me to come in and give them an hour off as an activity director, but they really need to step up one more degree and interact, or maybe interact with those people and dance with them themselves.
Right.
I mean, and to get some movement, to take the people in the wheelchair and move them around to the music. That's what I see is really beneficial.
I imagine
that's where I see that hour gets to be more important.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And there's a theme too, Kathy, and I'll embarrass you again. You're serving people, and that's very important too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And I went to, you know, one of the nursing homes that I went to, it was family day again, and I walked around with my accordion and they went to these little groups, and the one, you know, you know the people's names and I know their nationality. So then I played a little Czech song and I sang the Czech song, and this gentleman was just kind of sleeping, and all of a sudden he kind of perked up and he started singing this Czech song. It's something he probably remembered from his childhood or whatever. And his family were just in awe, because he had been unresponsive for a while, and then all of a sudden this song just brought him out of his what, and they were all hugging him, and everybody was makes you emotional yourself, you know.
Yep I hear you.
So
a prime example why this grant was given to Kathy, and you mentioned that you perform in the 7-county area served by the Arts Council, and on more of a personal note now, you continue to perform at various events, dances, celebrations, festivities, and you host time on the radio station. Is there any point in the future, Kathy, where you might say, you know what, I'm going to just sit around and watch soap operas?
I don't watch soaps, that's for sure. No.
I don't see you slowing down. I really don't.
No. Well, can I share one little story too?
Sure. Sure.
You know, we were asked to do an Oktoberfest in Detroit Lakes here just last week, and we were, you know, Oktoberfest is polka music and stuff, and we're going to do the Pennsylvania polka. And I said, is anybody here from Pennsylvania? And said, no, but I'm from Ohio. That's pretty close. And so he told me what town he was from. And I said, well, I can't understand if I get it out. Why don't you come over here and tell me? And we talked to him and stuff. And he's from Youngstown, Ohio. And I said, oh, what's your name? And he said his name was Del Sinchek. And I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, I opened up my Monday night show with a Del Sinchek band called Polka Lovin' Girl. He said, oh, that's my dad. Do you know my dad? he said his name was Del Sinchek Jr. Now,
my goodness.
When is that ever going to happen again?
Yeah, yeah.
But he had flown in for a conference that we played at, and you know, it's the world gets smaller all the time.
Yeah,
know?
It does. So, it does.
So it's, anyway, that's... But so the music that I said, you know, like there's different types of music. You know, gospel music could be good for the soul, but, you know, the music I play is good for the heart and good for remembering the good times, for the memory.
Yes.
And I think that's where, you know, that's what I think is good.
Okay. So. Before we say goodbye to Kathy, here's a sample of her music. All right. And this music is called the Kiss Me Polka. It's Kathy Erickson on Pioneer 90.1. Great Kathy Erickson and the Kiss Me Polka. Good stuff, Maynard. A very talented woman who gives of her time and her talent in many, many ways, including to us here at the radio station. And we are so thankful for that. She has a live program Monday nights beginning at 6 p.m., Kathy's Variety Program. Are you still doing Sunday church on Sunday nights?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I do, and that's from 7 to 10 Sunday night. Yep.
Okay, right here on Pioneer Radio. You bet. And by the way, in case you missed Kathy's show on Monday Night Live, we rebroadcast that program, the entire 6 hours, on the Pioneer PolkaCast online at RadioNorthland.org. Well, again, Kathy, I've known her for 9 years now, and I admire her, and I thank her, and she's a prime example as to someone who goes beyond self and is selfless in many ways. By the way, she's not a saint. You're not a saint, are you? No. No.
No, I've been called Mother Superior, though.
The great Kathy Erickson on Pioneer 90.1, talking about her grant from the Arts Council for music therapy. To find out more about the Arts Council based in Warren, contact Mara Hannell, the director of the Arts Council. Her phone number, area code 218-745-9111, 745-9111 in Warren, and their website, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Kathy, thank you and take care.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Ron.
All right. Kathy Erickson on Pioneer 90.1.